Okay. Everybody went everywhere by bicycle. Yeah. You couldn't afford it. I can remember my mum, come payday, spread it all on the table, put this is rent, this is electricity, this is gas, with a little tin box with the slots in the top. Yes. And at the end of it, she'd say, Fred, we've got 1 9 pence to see us through the week.
God, yeah.
But they were happy.
Yeah.
And we used to make our own rugs, get an old Hessian sack and loads of bits of rag and poke them through with a wooden stick.
Did you used to make them?
Yeah, yeah. The fire in the prefab was just a small coke boiler. Tiny little windows in it, which were covered in mica, I think was the term for it, because it was heat resistant. So you could see the red glow behind it. I don't think it heated the water, but maybe it did, in addition to the immersion. It certainly didn't have central heating in the place. And we had this rug stuck in front of it. And make a new rug. We'll make a new rug, yeah. They want something to do, don't they? Television on the left, not television, radio on the left-hand corner. Radio rentals. Table on the other side, and Sunday it would be cheese for tea. Cheese and cold meat. Whilst Journey into Space was on the radio, yeah. And Dick Barton's Special Agent. Yeah, snowy. And that was it, no television until well into my, probably before I went to secondary school, but well into Cottonwell Lane. Yeah. And that was a second-hand one because one of his van drivers from Saxby's used to do electronics as a hobby and made his own television. Flogged it to my dad for a fiver.
Wow.
My first recollection of television, though, the guy next to us in Lee Lane, was ex-RAF. He was in radar. And he made his own television set from an old radar tube. So where we remember television as black and white, his was green and light green. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Clever people around, weren't they?
Yeah.